Unit 13, Crime and Punishment.
Almost everyone accepts the fact that crime can never be wiped out entirely. Thus, control of crime becomes the focus of police and governments around the world. The question lawmakers must answer is, which system of criminal punishment works best for society? Each country has developed its own ideas for solutions to this question, and these solutions then determine how criminals are punished under different systems. However, there are four main ideas behind the punishment of criminals, none of which has proven 100% effective. These are deterrence, retribution, rehabilitation, and incapacitation. The aim of deterrence is to prevent people from committing crimes by making the penalties more severe than any benefit that might come from committing a crime. This theory aims to deter criminals from repeating a crime in the future. These systems also try to deter others in society by using the criminal as an example of what can happen to a person if he or she is caught committing crimes. Some systems look only to get retribution or revenge against criminals. Retributive theories of punishment are behind the ancient expression, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This idea of getting even is the oldest form of justice. It says that a criminal who causes a victim to suffer should be made to suffer him or herself. Rehabilitation is another philosophy by which many systems of punishment operate. The goal of these systems is to return a former criminal to society after a required period of treatment and training, usually in prison. The idea is to try to help change the person's behavior and attitude so that he or she becomes a law-abiding citizen. A major problem with the current system of rehabilitation in the United States is that most criminals return to crime after they have supposedly been rehabilitated. 2/3 of those released from prison each year are rearrested within 3 years. As a result, many people feel that rehabilitation of criminals just doesn't work. A goal of criminal punishments involving imprisonment is incapacitation. This refers to the removing of the criminal from society by placing them in prison where they are physically incapable of reoffending. This type of punishment is displayed in the 3 strikes and you're out laws of California, where a criminal who has repeatedly committed crimes and has been convicted of serious crimes 3 times is imprisoned for the rest of his or her life. Imprisonment as a form of punishment is used in all countries of the world. In 2003, there were an estimated 8.75 million prisoners around the world. The country with the largest prison population, by far, is the United States, with around 2 million people behind bars. The most extreme form of punishment is capital punishment, in which the criminal is executed or put to death. Today, capital punishment is still used in 83 countries, usually for severe crimes such as murder, rape, kidnapping, and treason. Another 76 countries have done away with it completely. In others, capital punishment remains only officially in law books, but is rarely used. 15 countries have capital punishment, but only enforce it during wartime, while 21 countries, despite officially retaining the death penalty, never enforce it. Many people feel that society is becoming more dangerous, and that rates of crime are increasing. In a recent survey in the United Kingdom, almost 2/3 of respondents felt that crime had increased in the previous 2 years. However, actual crime figures revealed that crime had decreased 9% on the previous year and was actually at its lowest rate in 2 decades. Why is there such a discrepancy between perceived crime rates and actual crime rates? Many people point the finger at the media. They think that the media's heavy focus on crimes, particularly violent or sensational ones, has led people to believe that crime rates are rocketing.